I'd like to call the Education Committee to order at 8:03. President Senator Huggins and Senator Olson and myself, Betty Davis. We do have a quorum. We had planned to discuss the exit exam today. We do not have anybody online, and we do not have anybody from the department. There is no other items to come before us, so we are going to adjourn.
Oh, I'd like to testify on your exit exam if you're going to.
But I can wait. If you want that on record?
Yes, please.
We do have one individual that wants to testify, so we are not adjourned at this point, and we're going to listen to Senator Bundy.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Con Bundy, Senator District P, and as I was the author of the original bill on the high school qualifying exam, I just wanted to add a couple of comments, being you have a bill addressing the abolishing the test. I originally authored this bill not because I want to make life difficult for high school students, but because both the business community and the university had a substantial concern about our high school graduates leaving school with a diploma and being functionally illiterate. The business community was extremely frustrated that we had people that weren't able to read and write at a basic level, to the point where they were either having to teach that worker to reading and writing, which wasn't their job, or had to fire them, and neither was a good solution. The university was greatly frustrated by our high school graduates with a diploma who could not function at the university level. The university, the last time I heard them quote, had to spend about $20 million a year in remedial work. And the President Hamilton explained to me that while many states students may have to take a remedial class or two, in Alaska, unfortunately, they were taking a year of remediation, and a great expense to the student, of course, when they have an entire year without a credit class, and it's a substantial expense to the university. It seemed as if we had to have some indication that our students that were given a high school diploma had basic competency levels. The discussion pretty much evolved to, what does a diploma mean? Was it a certificate of attendance? Was it something that made people feel good? Or was it an indication of the ability to function at some basic level of literacy? It was, and Madam Chairman, you were here at the time, it was a long drawn out process full of many compromises. And the actual application of the high school qualifying exam took 6 years. There were several years in the legislative process, and then there was a substantial amount of time when groups of teachers and parents got together and said, what is it that we think is the minimum that a high school, a recipient of a high school diploma ought to be able to know and do? And so they established benchmarks, which, as I understand it, are about the ninth grade level of proficiency. As you undoubtedly know, the majority of students do pass, many of them at the first attempt. There are some students who will never pass that. The majority of them are not in a high school diploma program. They are the intensive needs students that will never qualify for a high school diploma. So I'm suggesting that this is a benchmark that we ought to keep. At the time of passage, it was supported by about 80% of the public. It has been my personal experience that students are attending school more regularly and paying closer attention in class. Unfortunately, before this, I would go to high school classes when I was asked to speak for the classes, and I would find students with their head down on their desk asleep, because frankly all they had to do is warm a seat for 4 years and they got a high school diploma. High school diplomas are still very important to young people. after the test, I have yet to see a person asleep in class. And with the amount of money we spend on our educational system, I don't think we want people sleeping through class. I know there's some discussion of other instruments that might do what the diploma does, and I'm waiting to get more information about what those instruments look like. Surely we want to have some replacement for the high school qualifying exam that does address society's concerns before we eliminate what we have. My concern about the work test that understand has been used in the 11th grade is it's a diagnostic test for someone, how they prepare them for the workforce. But is that too late in their career to be an assessment? When we were developing high school qualifying exam, we did not want a drop-dead kind of thing that you, when you're a senior, you take a test and yes, you qualify, no, you don't, and it's too late to do anything about it if you don't qualify. So I'm encouraging you to look closely at that and how it might replace early in a student's career, but still maintain some level of accountability and a benchmark or a goal that students might be aspire to. I know it is not inexpensive to administer the high school qualifying exam, but $1 million, and I hate to be cavalier about $1 million, excuse me, compared to the total education budget is not a substantial amount of money. And I would close with quoting that old teacher's bumper sticker, if you think education's expensive, try ignorance. So we surely don't want our students leaving school unable to function in the world, and I think the high school qualifying exam is help achieve that. If you have another instrument, I would examine it carefully and point out that it took 6 years of a good bit of work, and the chairman was part of that, to achieve what we have now. So it's not a simple process. But thank you.
Thank you for taking the time to come and testify before us. Are there any questions from members? Yes, Senator Huggins.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chairman. I would just request that Senator Bundy stay tuned as we go through this, so that there are questions. And we had mentioned, the chairman had mentioned earlier about an alternative, but as we work through this and look at ways to skin the cat, if you could help us out on that, I would appreciate it.
Well, certainly, I'd be very happy to be available. I would also mention that former Senator Gretchen Guess was deeply involved in this project, and would encourage the committee to see if she would be available for comment as well.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, who was that?
Guess.
Gretchen Guess.
Gretchen. Okay. Anybody else? Question?
I've got a couple of questions.
Senator Ollis.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Senator Bundy, as you look at what's gone on and your career as a school teacher, have you gotten any feedback from school teachers as to what their thoughts and ideas were on the effectiveness of an exit exam? And here's the context that I put it in. If you look at the dropout rate prior to the, and I share your concerns about when you have a diploma, you want to make sure, and as an employer myself, you want to make sure that that the people that you're hiring are able to go ahead and write something down that makes sense and can put their thoughts on paper. You want somebody that can go ahead and hit the adding machine and put the numbers in right, and if for some reason something doesn't look right, they've either misentered something or can do elementary math. I share those concerns, but as you look at the dropout rate that was before the exit exam versus the dropout rate now, and I have to tell you, I don't even know what those numbers are. I'm sure the chairman does. But my question has to do more with, as you look at the teachers that were your contemporaries or that are in the field that you are now, what is their sense as far as the effectiveness and the goal that you were trying to get through when you had the exit exam instituted?
Thank you, through the chair. I'm it's been a long time since I was a teacher, and even then, I'm not sure I was qualified to speak for all teachers. I would point out, again, anecdotally, one experience I had. After the exit exam had been in place about 3 years, and a group of Anchorage principals, 11 of them, if I remember correctly, came to see me, had a meeting, said, you know, it's working. The exit exam is working. These students are attending more regularly. They're doing the work. We're not having people sleep at their desk. But now that it's working, would you please withdraw it? And I had to scratch my head. I mean, it's working. We should get rid of it. Well, it takes a lot of time, and it's expensive. And we promise we will make it. And they listed a substantial number of things that they've done to help remediate students that weren't being successful. There was a great list of efforts that the school district, my school district, was making to help students be successful and pass the exit exam. And they promised that they would keep those things going if we just got rid of the exit exam. Well, I'm an experienced optimist. I'm pretty pessimistic that would have been the case. So that I would share that anecdote with you. The dropout rate, in my experience, has always been a problem in Alaska. And I know we certainly didn't have a zero dropout rate before the exit exam.
And but it's my understanding, if I remember correctly, and I think the chairman could correct me if I'm wrong, the dropout rate has increased after the exit exam was put in place. Now, whether the exit exam was actually the reason for that or not the reason for that, it's not for me to, I don't know. But if you can almost understand that if a person has an exit exam, he's going to have to hit, and once he gets to be 15 or 16, he just kind of loses hope. It's easy to drop out because they know they're not going to be able to make the exam.
Through the chair, remember, this is ninth grade level proficiency, and if they haven't, the dropout rate, and I think and I serve as Alaska's commissioner on the Education Commission of the States, and a lot of research showing the dropout problem begins long before they're 15 or 16. They start falling behind early in their school career, and by the time the social pressures get to the point that they know they're not performing, they're a couple of grade levels behind, there is a problem that they give up. I don't think that has anything to do with the exit exam. It has to do with some failures in school to meet those students' needs much earlier than that. I have heard a criticism of the high school exit exam that may contribute to the dropout rate, and that is the young people take all three sections, pass it in the 10th grade, and say, okay, I know all I need to know, and then leave school. I don't know that that is a problem of the exit exam. I think that's a problem with parents and school in the school being able to counsel that student that ninth grade proficiency is not all we need to know in life. There are certainly some who are dropping out. The high school there are a great many, too many dropping out. High school qualifying exam may be one small part of that, but I don't think it is the main reason that our dropout rate goes up. There's lots of other reasons.
Madam Chairman, can I continue?
Yes, you may.
When the bill originally passed, can you tell me what the stance of the department was at that time, and in particular, if the commissioner was in favor of it, and has that, as the issue has progressed and the administrations have changed and the department people have changed to a certain degree, what is their stance now?
Thank you again through the chair. At the time this passed, Dr. Shirley Hollowell was the commissioner, and she worked very closely with Senator Guest and myself and others working on this test. I've had a conversation in the not too distant past And I don't want to speak for her. I would suggest the committee check her as a resource. But I think what my memory of our conversation was, she was supportive of the high school qualifying exam and felt it should continue.
And testified, excuse me, Madam Chairman, and testified to that effect on the record?
This was just a conversation I'd had within the past couple of weeks. She helped shape the exam, and so when it passed, was, and again, I'm cautious to speak for, believe supportive. I know the governor signed the bill, Governor Knowles at the time. And then the recent past Commissioner Roger Sampson, I know he is strongly supportive of the exit exam. He felt that, and I'm paraphrasing him, that Alaska was at the cutting edge of educational reform by doing this. Many other states are slowly coming along in our footsteps. I know of no state that's had a high school qualifying exam and repealed it, but he is strongly supportive of it. And again, a resource that I would encourage the committee to access.
Yes.
And how many states have an exit exam?
I'm sorry, I don't have that number off the top of my head.
Thank you.
I can provide that information to you.
Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Yes. Anyone else? Senator Stevens.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Last time we met on this, I tried to get the department to take a stand, and they pretty much danced around it and did not. But the hope was that they would sometime do that. But one of their rationale, Senator, was going to a work keys program and having on the diploma a level of proficiency indication. That, to me, doesn't seem to be quite the same as an exit exam. Do you have any comments on that, on the diploma, putting levels of proficiency?
Yeah. Thank you. Through the chair.
Yes.
That was part of the discussion we had when we developed the original, and so we were going to have, you know, gilt-edged diplomas, barely competent diplomas, and then attendance kind of diplomas. There was a considerable discussion that, I would use the analogy that I worked in special ed, and there were groups that were bluebirds, redbirds, yellowbirds, and the kids knew slow, average, and bright. And that's what the diplomas would come to mean. And again, we as a legislature, I think, have a role to play in deciding what does a diploma mean. Does it mean attendance? Does it mean minimal competencies? Does it mean we're going to put some gold stars on a diploma? It is difficult to test competencies. And the more categories we have, maybe the more confusing the public gets, or the more confused the public gets. I would say that initially we rejected that. I would also add that I have not had a direct conversation with the department that staff has, and I would say that the enthusiasm in the current department for the high school qualifying exam is tepid at best.
Thank you. Anyone else? I appreciate you coming forward, and I do know the beginnings of the test, and I know there was high hopes for it, and some of the people that you named off thought that was a great thing, and at that time, that was the move throughout the nation. But today, we're not much better off in some of the areas that we thought the exit exam would help us improve in. For the graduation rate, the dropout rate, youngsters confused over the test, taking the test in grade 10. If they pass all three, like you said, some of them think they have done all they need to do in order to get a diploma. Many of them drop out of school, and I'm not saying it's just strictly because of the test, but that has something to do with it, according to administrators, teachers, and parents making those kinds of remarks because they don't understand it themselves. Are you aware that the test now is not just one test, that you're testing to not only the exit exam that was in place, they also now have the No Child Left Behind benchmarks within the test also?
Yes, Madam Chair, and whatever you did about the high school qualifying exam would be required to keep up the NCLB test.
Yeah, so they're doing them in combination now, which means they're taking longer, the youngsters out of school longer, class sometime 3 to 5 days in order to complete the test. That is one of the concerns. And the reason the bill was drafted, because the Department of Education did not come forward to act upon a recommendation made by the DOE Board of Education. Mm-hmm. They recommend that it be reviewed and maybe look at some other alternatives or decide to keep it the way it is. That was 2 years ago, more than 2 years ago, and nothing took place. It's my understanding that the present board said that they are going to look at it now, and the administration that was here last week, the last time this bill was before us, said they're looking at work keys as one alternative, and that's, they have given that to the board. They're studying that. And Shirley Holloway was there when the exam went into place. That's true. She was very supportive. Many people were supportive of the exit exam. I'm not so sure that they're in that same spot, but they are at the point where they think that it needs to be reviewed. We still have problems with our children going off to college. Many of them taking remedial courses during the freshman year. And even some of those that are supposed to be honor students, some of the 10% go away, and many of them have to take remedial. So there's something not being done in the system, and I'm not tying it to the test alone. There's a lot of things that have to be looked at. But it's not to just do away with it and not come up with another instrument that would help or promote us doing that. And as far as the dropout rate, many of those youngsters that drop out probably would have dropped out if that test was not there. So I'm not putting it all on the test. But it does play a factor in that. And also, what does it really mean? Because they have water to test down. The test is nothing like what they started off with. They began to lower it. You said maybe at the ninth grade level. People are now saying more like at the eighth grade level for the test. So what do we get out of that? Because the business is still concerned about our students coming out and not being ready for the workforce. So maybe that instrument that they're looking at moving towards the workforce might be valuable. And I would like for you to, you know, take some time to review that and talk to people about it, because I would value your input. We have an education committee now. We have plenty of time to discuss some of these issues and make sure that we come up with something that's going to be effective for our state. Many states that have exit exam have done away with them over the years. They began to do away with them. It is a high-stake test, because if you graduate and don't have a diploma, you can't go to universities. There might be some that take a GED, but most people don't take GED, and we don't even count GED as a graduate. That might be something we need to look at. Why not give them a diploma if they pass the GED and meet certain standards? But right here in our state, we don't do that. Take a GED, that's what you got. And those youngsters that walked across the stage that didn't complete that test get a certificate saying they attended, or there's nothing else. And yeah, we went through all those, you know, different types of diplomas, and we decided that we didn't want to do that. And particularly special ed parents was very concerned about that test, and they still are. And I think we came up with the best solution that we could come up with at the time, but over the years we might have some other things out there that would work better. So that's why it's on the table.
I certainly agree. We should never say never, never say always. There's always our goal should always be searching for improvement. And but I'm a little like Tarzan. I don't want to let go of one vine until I got a firm grip of the next. But I appreciate the invitation and be happy to work with the committee in any way possible.
All right. Thank you. Any other comments?
Opportunity.
Remind me of that Tarzan comment again.
I'll show you.
Yes, just a minute. Yeah.
Thank you again.
Thank you. Yes, Mr. Obermeyer.
For the record, I'm Tom Obermeyer, aide to Senator Davis. I wanted to assist And just a couple of notes here regarding the statistics that have been provided by the department. In the first hearing on this bill, we received back some documents from the department. You might have it. It's from Eric McCormick, dated March 18th, and it gave the graduation rates in 2008 and 7 and 6. It gave a little bit of information on the high school graduation exam, and I think it might be useful to take a look at it. They did indicate that in the 2008 graduation, and I think you'll find he listed a number of things here, that we had a 62% graduation rate. This was, he didn't number those pages.
And I don't know
did
if
you
they
ever,
you know,
distribute this? Excuse me. Well, I can, I'll provide.
You know what we can do is provide that. We assume that it was given to all the board committee members because we requested it when they were here at the last hearing. If you do not have that, once you check all your things, we'll make sure that we get those copies to you.
Well, I'll give those to you. But in summary, it says that that the document brings to the attention that although the state graduation rate has remained relatively consistent over the last 5 years, the number of graduates has increased for four consecutive years. This is due largely to the efforts of public school districts to retain those students that may need more than 4 years to graduate. And I point out that the graduation rate is calculated, unlike the dropout rate, what they call the cohort group from 9, 10, 11, and 12. And they add together the dropouts from 9, 10, 11, and 12 that are unrepeated to the number of graduates as the denominator, and then they divide that into the number of graduates. That's how they came up with this number. And the statistics on the graduation exam themselves are not particularly surprising. They are still not very, on the graduation exam, they're not particularly high, but they do say that they have like a 95% participation rate. Graduation passage scores tend to drop as you go up higher because those kids who haven't passed before many times just don't improve, and then they wind up dropping out by 12th grade. The other thing I would bring to your
Mr. Overmeyer, at this point they don't have that information,
and I won't bother
and
you
I don't want to discuss it without them having it, and then, so we'll just cut it off at this point and prepare a package and give it to them.
Well, and if I might, Madam Chair, one last comment, and that was in the package, you should have some documents from the CEP, and this indicates that there has been a great movement in the states back to end-of-course exams that may provide an alternative for competency rather than a high-stake exam at the end, and I think that is very significant. There are, for Senator Olson's purposes, I think 23 states that currently have the exit exam at this time. There are three more that are considering it and two that have just recently dropped it.
All right, thank you. Any other comments from the committee? If not, we're going to adjourn at this time at 8:30.